Yes, it is the critic with the president, Hall of Fame member, legend of the most successful organization in the ECHL hockey history. It is the great Rob Kincannon.
Critic, how are you, buddy?
Every day is a holiday for me, Rob. But we have a gigantic weekend coming up. Stingray's home opener on Saturday. Before we get into that, the big news of the offseason, we have some new ownership with the Stingrays after the most stable organization of the last over two decades.
Yeah, we have a little bit of a change. We have a new coach. We actually have a new owner. His name's Todd Halloran. But a lot of exciting and new things going on. News good sometimes. So Todd's been able to be involved the last couple months here since the transition happened. And I feel like we got a lot of new and fun ideas planned for the 2018-19 season and beyond. So we're excited about the season kicking off on Saturday night here in the Lowcountry.
I am very excited. We had three games on the road to start the year. Stingrays with 2 points. But this Saturday, October 21st, 7:05, against the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, the first home game of the year. It's going to be packed. Plus, the Stanley Cup will be at the game on Saturday.
Yep, the past 2 days, the Stanley Cup's actually been in Charleston. Jason Fitzsimmons, as you know, critic, former Hall of Famer with the Stingrays, assistant coach, player, head coach, but now he is the director of minor league development for the Capitals. His day is Friday with the Stanley Cup, so we had it at the rink early with the players. And Saturday morning, we're going to have it out downtown, probably around Marion Square in the Farmer's Market, maybe have it over at the Pineapple Fountain. And then 12 o'clock, we're going to go surprise some lucky kids. And then at 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, it's going to be on display for the season ticket holders. They can get their picture with it. 4 to 5, we're going to have something special for some VIP people. 5:30, it's going to go into the arena. Open a night, sponsored by our good friends at Stash Storage and South Carolina Sports Medicine. We'll be handing out 5,000 magnet schedules. We're going to have a fan fest outside the arena before the game. Guys are going to walk the red carpet. Fans are going to be able to get autographs, free parking.
Wow.
Lots of different things going on. We're at a good number right now of tickets sold, so we encourage people to get their tickets before the game on Saturday. Go to stingrayshockey.com or just go on the Ticketmaster. But if you call the office and you get a group of 10 or more, you're going to save some money. So lots of fun things planned, and we're excited and happy that Fitzy and the Capitals were able to extend the Stanley Cup in our direction for Saturday's game as well.
Now, I got to see the Stanley Cup this summer. I was in D.C. doing a trip in with the Critic Show, went to the Washington Nationals game, and it just so happened on the Saturday I was there, they had all the Capitals at the game. They brought the Stanley Cup to the mound, and Alex Ovechkin threw out the first pitch. Wasn't too successful, but it was very fun, and the Stanley Cup is just the most famous trophy in all of sports.
You're absolutely right. It's the most visible, most popular trophy in all of pro sports. Each player who's on the Stanley Cup winning team gets it for a day, and they extend it to some of the scouts and some of the other staff members, and Jason was kind enough to see if they would tie us into it, be an opening weekend and stuff. And we're really excited about hockey season. It feels like hockey weather today, and we're hoping for a large crowd and another big season, and hopefully another Kelly Cup.
I was just going to say that. Three-time Kelly Cup champ. I want to see the fourth Kelly Cup this year. I'm feeling good. When you affiliate yourselves with me, we always get the Kelly Cup.
That's right. We've won three, and those three times we were affiliated with the Critic, and we're back on board with the Critic, so hopefully that means good things for the 2018-19 season. You're always a huge supporter of us. We were just talking off the air. You know, I think we've known each other since 1995.
Yes.
You've developed a wonderful relationship with the one and only Dave Seitz at Beerworks. But even at your previous positions at other places, you've always been kind, and you've always been very supportive, and you've always been a great ambassador for the Stingrays Hockey Critic, and we appreciate that.
Well, I can remember the first season having Rick Vive, the first coach of the Stingrays, on the air in 1993 before the season even opened, and everyone was so excited about the Stingrays, and the passionate fan base is still there. It's just so much fun to go to a Stingrays game.
No, it is. We have passionate fans. We have a passionate fan base. 26th year. It's the longest tenured team in one city in the league next to the Wheeling Nailers. And since we've won three championships and we've been in the finals two of the last 4 years, that's what the expectations are every year. We have a new coach, like I said, and but the goal is still the same, and that's to win a Kelly Cup championship, and we want to do that again this year for our proud and loyal fan base.
Now, this year, 98 Rock and 105.5 The Bridge will be out at every Friday Stingrays home game. We'll have our own section of fans, the ceiling fans. I cannot wait for this.
That's a great promo. That's a good job. You guys did a good job getting creative with that. You're going to be giving away tickets up there in the upper bowl for our fans and stuff, so we'd love to see them out in forces at the games this year every Friday night.
And the first Friday game is November 16th versus the Florida Everblades at 7 o'clock. But yes, as Rob mentioned, we'll be giving tickets away for every Friday game. Get your tickets for Saturday opening night. The Rays also have, I love the Sunday 3 o'clock game. You're playing on Sunday, too.
Yeah, Sunday 3 o'clock games are good for the folks who have kids. I have 7-year-old twins, and sometimes 7 o'clock games are tough for people to make. So our Sunday's Kids' Day games have been very successful in the past, and we play, like you said, Saturday night at home with the Stanley Cup. That's going to be a huge night, and then Sunday afternoon for those fans who can't make it out to Saturday night's game, they can come enjoy an afternoon of hockey. 3 o'clock, I think we're playing the Atlanta Gladiators on Sunday and the Greenville Swamp Rabbits on Saturday.
That is absolutely correct. StingraysHockey.com. Get those tickets. 1055thebridge.com and my98rock.com. It's going to be a tremendous season. Love the Stingrays. Stanley Cup this Saturday. Opening night. Rob Concannon all year long. I cannot wait.
Me neither, Critic. Always good to see you.